got Wednesday 3:5:25. The title is His Eyes on the Sparrow and His Eyes on You. Okay, go to Matthew 10. Going to start with 29 there. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are more value than many sparrows. So God knows all, He sees all. There's not anything that goes on with you that He doesn't know about. So I want to comfort you with that today, knowing that, you know, sometimes it surprises me. The Lord will speak to me about the tiniest thing. Here I may be fretting about a lot of things, and He'll speak to me about something else. And sometimes no news is good news. Like if you have something that's bothering you and you you're pressing in, don't know why you're not hearing. And it's crickets as far as the Lord's concerned. So I think sometimes it's because there's not any reason to be all up in the air about it. If He needed to do something, wouldn't He have told you to do something? All right. Go to Ezekiel chapter 1. This is going to be a little different. Start with verse 1 there. Find it?
Well, it's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the 4th month, in the 5th day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river Chebar. It seems like there's a lot of visions going on in this area. Daniel, that's where he had his visions. That the heavens were open and I saw visions of God. In the 5th day of the month, which was the 5th year of King Jehoiachin's captivity, the word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Chebar, and the hand of the Lord was there upon him. And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud and a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness was about it. And out of the midst thereof was the color of amber out of the midst of the fire. Also out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man, and every one had four faces, and every one had four wings, and their feet were straight feet, and the sole of their feet was like the sole of a cast foot, and they sparkled like the color of burnished brass, and they had the hands of a man under their wings on their four sides, and they four had their faces and their wings. Their wings were joined one to another. They turned not when they went. They went everyone straight forward. And it's for the likeness of their faces. They four had the face of a man, the face of a lion on the right side. They four had the face of an ox on the left side. They also had the face of an eagle. Thus were their faces, and their wings were stretched upward, two wings of every one were joined one to another, and two covered their bodies. And they went every one straight forward, whether the spirit was to go. They went, and they turned not when they went. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire, and the like appearance of lamps. It was up and down among the living creatures, and the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning. And the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning. Now as I beheld the living creatures, behold, one wheel upon the earth by the living creatures with his four faces. The appearance of the wheels and their work was likened to the color of a beryl, or a barrel. That's kind of like a topaz, I think. And they four had one likeness, and their appearance and their work was as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel. When they went upon their four sides, and they turned not when they went. As for their rings, they were so high that they were dreadful, and their rings were full of eyes round about them four. And when the living creatures went, the wheels went by them, and when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up. Whithersoever the spirit was to go, they went. Thither was their spirit to go, and the wheels were lifted up over against them, for the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. When those went, these went, and when those stood, these stood, and when they were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up over against them, for the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. And the likeness of the firmament upon the heads of the living creatures was as the color of the terrible crystal stretched forth over their heads above. And under the firmament were their wings straight, and one toward the other. Every one had two which covered on this side, and every one had two which covered on that side their bodies. And when they went, I heard the noise of their wings like the noise of great waters, as the water, or as the voice of the Almighty, the voice of the speech, as the noise of an host. When they stood, they let down their wings. And there was a voice from the firmament that was over their heads when they stood and had let down their wings. And above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne, as the appearance of a sapphire stone. Upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness as the appearance of a man above upon it. And I saw as the color of amber, as the appearance of the fire round about within it, from the appearance of his loins even upward, and from the appearance of his loins even downward, I saw as it were the appearance of fire, and it had brightness round about, as the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud in the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face, and I heard a voice of one that spake. Just a side note here, thinking about the rainbow of promise, you can see why the enemy has tried to distort that with the pride, gay pride movement. This is God's rainbow. These are his colors. They're around his throne. To me, it's an abomination what they do. Here are some points about this machine that we're looking here. It does not turn and can only go forward. They only go where the spirit wants to go. The Strong's here, the will means to revolve. All their work is within the will. A will within a will. Sounds like God's plan and his plan for us in him. No independent movement here. They move forward as one. Where we go one, we go all. Wherever God is, this creature and man operation goes with him. Now let's go over to Revelation chapter 4. We have another, a prophet having a visitation, John. Apostle and prophet. Okay, Revelation 4. Verse 1 there. After this I looked. What? What? After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. He that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white raiment. And they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, the second beast like a calf. The third beast had a face as a man, the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within. And they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is and is to come. And when these beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. All right, let's kind of break this down. God has seven spirits to get about and see after his kids. Seven spirits. He has seven spirits. Okay. He sits on the circle of the earth observing. That is why he knows when the sparrow falls. He's got seven spirits. And this chariot that he rides in, the creatures, their wings are full of eyes. He knows what is going on with you. His spirit in you is inside, in your inside connection to him. In other words, I see him as a, I saw a picture. I think I sent it to you. It was of a white owl, beautiful white owl. And it had about five or six little babies. And it was raining, four babies. And she had her wings up over the babies like this as it was raining. That's how I see our Heavenly Father, and that's how he looks upon us. That's how he sees us, like a mother hen will do that with her baby chicks under her wings. I was asking the Lord what's with the three creatures and the man, why the six wings on each creature, and he said to go to Genesis 1, day 6. Okay, let's go there. This is verse 24 through 28. Sorry, it's not, it's Genesis 1. I was going to Genesis 6. Genesis 1, verses 24 through 38. And God said, Let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping things, and beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, and the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So the number of man is six. Six. All right. We know the Antichrist is 666. Okay. Do you think when he's in his chariot, he's constantly thinking about his man and his condition? You know, the Lord's closer than we think. When I started doing the flat earth study, I realized he sits on the circle of the earth. He's just right above us, observing us. And his chariot's filled with eyes everywhere he goes. He sees all. He knows all. No one's getting away with anything. If those Democrats last night in that congressional speech think they're getting away with something, they ain't getting away with nothing. Even some of the left-leaning news shows are criticizing their behavior. That's a new one, isn't it? Al Green is being censored because of what he did. He's from Texas. He's the Sasquatch, you know. Anyway. God sees all. He knows everything all the time. Okay, Revelation 4:5. And out of the throne proceed lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. The seven spirits of God. I'm thinking, well, I wonder if there's jurisdictions. He has seven jurisdictions. Oh. I don't know. Seven areas. All right, let's keep going here. Revelation 19. I didn't get much sleep last night, so if I miss some things, then I, sorry. It says here, and I heard, as it were, verse 6, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Here's what omnipotent means, all-ruling, universal, sovereign. That means he sees it all the time. This is Jeremiah 1:12. Then said the Lord to me, Thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. Do you suppose he hears it? I think he does. He sees everything. He hears everything. Okay, Isaiah 40:22. Another scripture. I didn't write that one down. Just think about, this has always fascinated me, this chariot. I mean, the reason in Ezekiel is because God was moving out of the temple because of their desecration. You remember Ezekiel, he saw, the Lord showed him the hole in the wall and what they were doing underneath there, kind of what has been going on in our world. And so I've always been fascinated by that. All right, but the chariot, God's chariot, showed up to escort the Spirit of God out of the temple. Okay. Isaiah 40:22. It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them as a tent to dwell in. He is hands-on, our Heavenly Father. He's very hands-on. He's observing everything we do. He hovers over us like a mother hen to help us with whatever we need. Now, sometimes he doesn't talk to us because he doesn't need to, because sometimes he has to let us learn some things. That's why sometimes he's silent. Okay, he is hands-on, so that as his eye is on the sparrow, it is on you. And I believe that's literal. I believe it literally, if a sparrow, or we've had a few birds hit, went a couple of birds, one of them, it killed it, hit our window, just flew into it. God knows. That bird is his creation, part of his creatures. Okay, let's now go to Exodus 14. If you're having trials in your life, God sees. He knows what you're going through. It's no surprise to him. When you come to him, you're not telling him anything he doesn't already know. Exodus 14:24. And I like this. I can just see him in his chariot here, okay? And it came to pass, this is the children of Israel, and it came to pass that in the morning watch the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud and troubled the host of the Egyptians. He's looking out for his kids. They're fixing to pass over. The water's fixing to go back. And he's fixing to drown all the Egyptians that have been oppressing his people in the sea. But God looked through. He put the pillar of the cloud there to protect the Israelites, and the other, the fire, the cloud led them, but the fire was to keep the bad people from them. And that's what was transpiring right here. Okay, let's keep going. He's looking down and he's taking care of you. He has the full view of everything you're going through, so you can rest and be at peace, for he only has good in mind for you. You can't say that about anybody else. That there's no selfish motive. These creatures have four faces, each, and their wings are full of eyes. God doesn't miss a thing. Sound crazy? I don't think so. You know what? A lot of the ships that we see, like in sci-fi movies, there's things that look like this. Strange-looking things. Moves like lightning. We just read that over there. Okay, 2 Chronicles. Chapter 16, verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishly, therefore from henceforth thou shalt have wars, which I didn't even need to read that part. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. He knows who's up to no good, and he knows who has a right heart. You can't fool him. That's why nobody's going to get away with anything. Nobody. I don't care if they think they are. They may have the government fooled, but they don't have God fooled. Let's look at a few scriptures here. Psalms 46, 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. I didn't put Matthew 6 down, but I could have, because it's about not taking a thought sane. What am I going to eat? What am I going to drink? What am I going to wear? A few in the Psalms. Psalms 121. I didn't put these in chronological order, so we'll maybe go back and forth a little bit. 121, 7 and 8. And there were a lot more. I just put a few. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil, and he shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Where are you? I'm in Psalms 121. Verses 1 and 2. What? 7 and 8. All right, Psalms 121, 1 and 2 says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. Good scripture. Proverbs 3, verses 25 and 26. It says, be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. The Lord's spoken to us, you're in no harm. It's not even real. It's false. Do we believe him or do we not? Okay, Nahum. One of these little books over here. 1:7, Nahum 1:7. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knoweth them that trust in Him. He's intimate. Okay, Psalms, let's see, go back to Psalms 138. Verse 7. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of my enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. He's constantly hovering over you to do you good, to work His good in you. Flip back to 125. This is 125:2. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about His people from henceforth even forever. I like the third one. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. Isaiah 43:2. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. That's kind of what he's saying when he says, you're in no harm. It's not even real. One more in the Psalms. This is Psalms 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. I also believe something about this machine. I believe it's a time machine. And I'm going to give you some scriptures here. Let's go to Daniel chapter 10. He can pass the barriers of time. He's not bound by time like we are. There'll be a time we aren't either. Verse 1 there. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belshazzar, and the thing was true, but the time appointed was long, and he understood the thing and had understanding of the vision. In those days, Daniel was mourning 3 full weeks, so he was in distress. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. And in the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, which is Sidekel, then I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, with whose loins were girded with fine gold of Uphaz. His body also was like the beryl, and his face was the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like in color to polished brass. The voice of his words was like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore I was left alone and saw the great vision, and there remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was turned in me into corruption, and I regained no strength. Yet heard I the voice of his words, and when I heard the voice of his words, then was I in a deep sleep on my face, and my face toward the ground. Behold, a hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then said he unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days, but lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Now I'm come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days, for yet the vision is for many times. And I've heard people say this, and I'm not sure, and I didn't really study it out as far as where Michael was coming from. But evidently, he was in a different time. A different time. And so this angel engaged him to help him. He came from another time. It's obvious that the angels move through time as God does. They're not limited. I heard someone talk about the ether and how it has memory. It records everything that has been spoken. This person said through technology it would be possible, like the quantum, to go back and view the archived history preserved in the ether. Like this person said, what if you wanted to see the crucifixion of Christ? I'm thinking, Back to the Future. Think about these movies that we saw in Back to the Future. Even Doc brings it up when he's setting the time to go back to 1955. He said, what if you wanted to see the birth of Christ? Think about it. There's people who have decoded those movies. They're full of comms. Just saying. It would be possible to go back and maybe view what happened at the Red Sea, if the ether has memory. They say that it does. Back to the Future. Exactly. It does not seem possible that God travels through time. There will come a time that time is no longer. This is Revelation chapter 10. This is verse 6 and 7. It says here, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, he created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants the prophets. One thing that came to my mind was through the prophets, well, what are two of the gifts of the Spirit that the prophet, besides prophesying, that the prophet is part of? Word of wisdom and word of knowledge. Word of knowledge is past and present. Word of wisdom is future. So God knows all. He knows the past. He knows the future. Isaiah 46. Let's start with 9. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. So he knows the end from the beginning. He knows everything. And you know what? When you have an intimate relationship with someone that knows everything, why are you fretting about everything? Okay, that's going to do it.
Read Proverbs 15:3.
Okay.
Before I turn it off, I think you'll agree with it. Goes with what you're saying.
Okay. Proverbs 15:3. Yeah, I started to put that, sleep deprived here. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Well, and two, if you want to think about, there's that scripture. I didn't write it down either. The one that talks about there's not going to be anything that's not revealed. In other words, there's nothing that's ever been done in secret. All these people have done all these evil things, going underground and doing what they did to the babies and all those things they've done. They will never be able to run and hide from it. They're going to try it. It says that in Revelation. They're going to run for the holes of the rocks and to hide from him because they know that the jig is up. Yeah. Put this one down. This is...
Is that it?
Yeah.